CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 6th of April, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. So last chance to submit your question ahead of Saturday's RSGB AGM. Tom Wardle, 20JJI, has been appointed as RSGB Maker Champion. And there are reduced exam slots over the Easter weekend. The RSGB 2025 AGM is taking place at 10 a.m. next Saturday, the 12th of April. The Society is encouraging RSGB members to take the time to vote for the two resolutions that need your approval. Join the AGM. Board members will be answering your questions. Whether your question is about the RSGB, the board, any of the RSGB services, or even the future of amateur radio, your contribution to the discussion is important. Priority is given to questions submitted live, by Zoom, or by the Society's web form, so get in touch now rather than waiting for that live chat option on the day. The Zoom question deadline is 9 a.m. on Monday the 7th of April, that's tomorrow, and the deadline for submitting a written question is when voting ends at 0900 on Thursday the 10th of April. Following the formal business of the AGM, the RSGB is delighted that RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will be sharing his review of 2024. There will also be announcements of trophies and awards, the convention competition results, as well as a presentation about the Society's strategy, which will be led by Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX. There will be contributions from Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, Spectrum Chair Foreman Murray Nyman, G6JMB, and Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, who at that point will be the new RSGB President. Make sure you don't miss out by putting the date in your diary now. Go to rsgb.org/AGM. For further information. The RSGB is pleased to announce that Tom Wardle, 20JJI, has been appointed as the RSGB Maker Champion. In his role, Tom will assist the RSGB to take amateur radio to new audiences in the Backspace and Makerspace communities. Tom will also investigate opportunities to encourage crossover in both directions, offering new areas of experimentation to more traditional license holders. If you have any ideas you'd like to discuss with Tom or would like to congratulate him on his appointment, please email him via maker.champion@rsgb.org.uk. A reminder that the RSGB Remote Invigilation Team will be taking a break over the Easter weekend. You will be able to book to take an exam on Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th of April. However, no exam slots will be available on Sunday the 20th or Monday the 21st of April. Exam bookings will resume as normal after that. The next webinar in the RSGB's Tonight at 8 series will be live tomorrow, Monday the 7th. Nick Wood, M0NTV, will show you how to use a regular glue stick housing in a rather novel way to form the basis of a variable tuning inductor in a homemade 40-meter receiver. Nick has a lifelong fascination with radio and electronics, and an insatiable curiosity to discover how things work. His passion is for designing and building his own radio equipment, particularly SSB transceivers. Join the presentation live on the RSDB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. The GB3WR VHF repeater, located on the Mendip Hills in Somerset, was switched back on at 12:30 p.m. on the 16th of March 2025. The group is delighted to report that it's working as well as before. It covers a wide area of the Southwest and Bristol Channel area. Amateur stations are regularly heard from the south of the Midlands, South Wales, and as far south as Swanage and Basingstoke to the east. Mendip Repeater Group would like to express its thanks for the generosity of all who have made it possible to put GB3WR back on the air. Find out more via Golf Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo .uk. One of the GB2RS news leaders is retiring from reading the news ahead of his upcoming 101st birthday this Saturday, 12th of April. Peter Valentine, G0NQZ from Eastbourne, remains an active radio amateur and operates daily, as well as taking part in regular nets such as ISWL and RAYOTA. The Society would like to thank Peter for his dedication to GB2RS and wishes him a very happy 101st birthday. Now for details of rallies and events. The Yeovil Amateur Radio Club QRP convention is taking place on Saturday the 12th of April at Digby Hall in Cherville. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. The convention will include traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information, please visit the club's website via yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. The Holsworthy ARC Spring Radio Rally is taking place on Sunday, the 13th of April, at the Holsworthy Livestock Market, Newmarket Road, Holsworthy, Devon, EX22-7FA. There'll be traders and a bring-and-buy. Catering will be available. Doors open to traders from 8 a.m. and the public from 10 a.m. Entry costs £3 per person and the venue has disabled access. Also taking place on the 13th of April is the Northern Amateur Radio Society's exhibition, NARSA for short. It's also known as the Blackpool Rally. This will take place at Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY2 9AA. For further details, please go to novemberalfaromeosierraalfa.org.uk or contact Dave M0OBW on 07720 656 542 or via email using dwilson@btinternet.com. Now the special event news. The Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society, also known as RAFARS, has started its popular Airfields on the Air event. RAF stations are active this weekend as well as on the 12th and 13th of April. More information can be found via rafars.org/RAFAOTA. The Polish Amateur Radio Union is celebrating 95 years since its founding, as well as the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. To mark the occasion, 10 special event stations will be active between the 11th and the 25th of April. Full details of the event, as well as available awards, can be found via hamaward.cloud. Now the DX news. The Toshiba Fuchu Amateur Radio Club, GA1YVT, is celebrating its 60th anniversary, and as part of the celebration, team members are staging a de-expedition to the Ogasawara Islands. They will be QRV as GA1YVT/Juliet Delta 1 until Thursday the 10th of April. The operating schedule, frequencies and QSL information are available via qrz.com. There's four German stations active from Anegada Island in the British Virgin Islands as Victor Papa 2, Victor India from the 10th to the 27th of April. Full details, FabQRZ.com. Now the contest news. The FT4 International Activity Day started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 5th of April, and it ends at 1200 UTC today. Using FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. The SPDX contest started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 5th of April and ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. Today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Also today, the Worked All Britain Data Contest runs from 1000 UTC to 1400 UTC, and from 1700 UTC to 2100 UTC. Using FT8, FT4, JS8, RITI, and PSK on the 80, 40, and 20 meter bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and your Worked All Britain square. Club and multi-operator stations can only score points in one of the two operating periods. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 17th of April. Full rules are available on the Worked All Britain website. On Monday the 7th of April, the IRTS 70 SEMS Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. Using FM and SSB on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. EI and G stations also send their, well, it says country here, but I'm sure it's county. Also on Monday, the IRTS 2 meter Counties Contest runs from 1330 to 1500 UTC using SM and SSB on the 2-meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number, and EI and GA stations also send their whatever. And on Monday, the 80-meter Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80-meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 8th of April, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 432 megahertz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday, the 9th of April, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 9th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And on Thursday the 10th of April, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO on Thursday the 3rd of April 2025. We had a week of mixed solar conditions, but it ended with an SFI of 182 and a KP of 3.67 on Thursday the 3rd of April. The geomagnetic field declined to quieter levels following a prolonged period of active KP4 conditions earlier on Wednesday due to solar wind enhancements. This impacted propagation, with the critical frequency struggling to get much above 7 megs on Wednesday. Compare this with the following day, when the critical frequency hit 10.4 megs by 08:30 UTC. Nevertheless, there was DX to be worked on Wednesday, with FT8 allowing signals from Australia, Japan, Indonesia, China and Suriname to get into the UK on 21 next. The solar proton flux was also high on Tuesday the 1st of April, affecting signals passing through the polar regions, but this had declined by Thursday and was heading back to normal levels. This was due to a large CME observed off the east limb of the Sun on Friday the 28th. If it had been Earth-directed, we might have had a massive aurora. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will stay in the 175 to 185 region. A KP of 6 was forecast for yesterday, Saturday, followed by a further period of unsettled geomagnetic conditions due to an enhanced solar wind. If this is the case, we may not get more settled conditions until the 14th to the 16th of April. Nevertheless, this remains a good time for north-south HF paths, such as the UK to South Africa and UK to South America. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The old forecasting maximum that the longer a high lasts, the longer it will last, is built upon the presence of blocked upper air weather patterns. When the jet stream gets so distorted into a high amplitude north-south wave, its lateral movement from west to east becomes very slow. On the upper air charts, this takes the shape of a Greek letter omega, and this is the current setup. It means that the weather associated with it also lasts a long time. In this case, it's the high pressure and its spell of fine weather that is likely to last for the whole of the coming week. The position of the high will change though, starting over the North Sea and ending over the UK and nearby Atlantic. This means that Tropo will be the mode of choice for the coming period, which includes the 77's UK activity contest on Tuesday and the 6-metre UK activity contest on Thursday. Rain scatterers unlikely during this extended period of dry weather. The meteor scatter options are still mainly driven by random meteors for the coming period into next week, but the next meteor shower, the Lyrids, peaks on the 22nd of April. The auroral alerts continue to come through, raising interest. As usual, the clue will be fluttery sounding signals on the bands, particularly noticed on CW, but they can also be pronounced on speech transmissions. Monitor the KP index for values above 5. There have been a few trans-equatorial openings to southern Africa on 50 megs, digital modes for the fortunate few who live in the extreme south and southwest of the UK, but it did extend up to Cambridgeshire and Suffolk briefly on some days last week. The long drought of sporadic E will soon be over, but we're still in the realms of very isolated events for 10 metres and 6 metres. They'll be short-lasting. The jet stream, which can be a good clue as to potential locations, suggests looking to Scandinavia, the Baltic, and Northern Europe. EME path losses are falling again, but moon declination has been at its highest this week, so we have long moon windows. The 144 megs sky noise is low throughout the coming week, and that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So we have my area, 2 metres this morning for the southwest. That's Bristol. Gordado Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month at 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Potter's Head, North Somerset, BS20, 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, gordadoradio@gmail.com. Mendip Repeater Group is pleased to announce that GB3WR, located on the Mendip Hills, is now back on the air. For more information, visit gb3wr.uk. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. Contact is via nbarc.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a net every Sunday on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. Fridays sees the weekly club night from 7 p.m. and then a talk entitled Windows 11, What's Going On with G4NAQ. For more, visit shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Sierra Bravo Alfa Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages or phone the secretary, Terry, on 07889-208-090. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road, Western Supermare. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Reston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG 07900560080. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 p.m. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Members meet this Friday at Usowen High School, NP120NU. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 07972-336-885. Chepstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstone, NP16-7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 15th of April. The Society welcomes all radio users. Contact is via gw4lwz.co.uk. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Slonydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week, and contact is via hotel Alfa Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Thursday sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. with a DigiNet XLX135N from 8 p.m. There's more information on gw4ezw.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesday for an evening on the air. More information about the society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk and Paul Day, MW0PWD on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night from 7:30 p.m. On Fridays, there's a net on 145.525 megs from 7 p.m. The club's a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and you can look at, you can contact them via uskside.newport@gmail.com, or look at uskside@alfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB Taurus News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB Taurus, Radcom magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB Taurus broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7:30. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.